stuff happening.
Doing pretty good, Drew. How are you?
Doing really well, man. And I got to give you a lot of credit. You know, you came on this show your last time, and we had talked about Terrence Ferguson, and we still knew that Kansas would be a factor and would be a really tough competition. We thought at that time Alabama had made some inroads. You know, it might hold the lead there, but we knew Kansas was still right there. And then you contacted me, you know, after the show and told me, you know, I really think, honestly, after who I talked to tonight, that Alabama may be solidly in the lead and have a really good shot at getting Terrence. And great info, my brother, because you were 100% right, and a huge commitment for Avery Johnson and the staff yesterday.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, I mean, Alabama gets a top 10 kid in Terrence Ferguson, and, you know, I was asked yesterday, you know, how this is Alabama's biggest commitment since who? And, I mean, you can go down the list and everything, and I know Gerald Wallace is, you know, thrown around a lot. I think he was number one with some people or whatever back when he came out of high school and everything. And then, of course, there's Richard Hendricks and even Trevor Lacy and everything. But, I mean, and no offense to Richard Hendricks or Trevor Lacy and everything, but, I mean, those are in-state kids, and Alabama and Auburn both, they need to be expected to keep the home, say, the in-state kids at home. You go out and you get a kid from Dallas, I mean, a top 10 kid at that. I mean, that says something. That's a statement. And definitely it's big news. And that right there is Avery Johnson's first kind of, you know, big splash on the recruiting trail and say, hey, Alabama's here. We're here to, you know, we're going to do big things. And on the court and on the recruiting trail as well.
Yeah, I agree, and it's really the biggest out-of-state commitment for Alabama since 2001 when they got the signature of Maurice Williams from Jackson, Mississippi. He was a top 25 kid in McDonald's All-American. We all know he's gone on to a lengthy NBA career, now back with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he was definitely tweeting yesterday and was very excited because I believe Terrence Ferguson had been part of his skills academy.
Right, yeah, you know, Terrence played for Mo Williams Academy, the AAU team. So, yeah, you know, that, and I'm sure that connection didn't really hurt at all either.
Not at all.
Mo was in his ear about, you know, telling him about Alabama and everything. So you can definitely say that there was, you know, that connection definitely helped out. And then, of course, the Scott Postigal hire, Avery Johnson's last assistant coaching hire. It's already starting to pay off too. He had a lot to do with this, and you know, Antoine Petway, he was able to really recruit Terrence hard and, you know, convince him to come to Alabama and everything. And he was on campus last week. I know he periscoped the visit, you know, a lot of and everything. And you know, that's all he needed to see once he was on campus and saw everything. You know, he realized, you know, this is the place he wanted to be and everything. So, you know, once after the visit, he knew, and it was just a matter of time with the announcement yesterday and everything. But, yeah, it's definitely definitely a big thing for Avery Johnson in Alabama.
And, obviously, you cover the recruiting scene as well as anyone. I know you were efforting last night to speak with Terrence. Have you spoken with him yet?
I haven't had a chance to yet. I'm obviously, you know, yesterday was a big day for him, so I haven't got a chance to yet. Going to try a little bit today.
Yes.
But, you know, if you follow him on Twitter, I mean, you can tell he's excited, you know, interacting with everybody on Twitter and even really starting to recruit a little bit too. I saw him last night trying to recruit a couple of guys. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens from here on out, though. But definitely, you know, the first domino is down for Alabama. And, you know, with a guy like Terrence Ferguson, and, you know, there's so much that can be said about him as a player. You know, in July, I watched him, and, you know, I'm a big fan of him. I think, you know, this is a top kid, definitely a one-and-done type guy, but this is a guy that could, you know, have a lengthy NBA career and has the potential to be a star. You know, you could put him in with the Warriors right now. I think he, you know, would fit right in with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson with the way that they play. You know, great shooter and everything, great scorer, one of the best scorers that I've seen in my time of, you know, covering high school basketball and everything. So Alabama gets, you know, it's made waves, not only across the SEC country, but, you know, the whole country itself too. People are going to, you know, start taking notice, and, you know, they're expecting to have some more dominoes fall soon too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about a little bit, but we're going to talk about that. But first of all, before we talk about the dominoes, I know you said you saw Terrence play. I know we talked about it a little bit on the show previously, but for those that may have missed those segments, or just to rehash it, just talk about his skill set and what he brings to the table for Alabama. Obviously, he's considered one of the best shooters in his class.
Right, yeah, and like you said, I mean, 6'7", 180, and you know, a shooting guard at that. You know, most Alabama fans aren't going to be used to having a 6'7" shooting guard. You know, I mean, he can really shoot it. You know, when once he gets hot, you know, it's over. He can go off for, you know, 10, 15 straight points with ease and everything. You know, electric shooter and scorer, and it's not just, you know, having a set shot from the three-point line or whatever. He knows how to get his own shot. He knows how to come off screens and just how to get open and everything. And he scores in a variety of ways, and that's what makes him so so intriguing to NBA personnel and everything. He's already on the NBA executives' radar, whatever, for the draft coming up and everything. So he's definitely there. But one thing that really doesn't really get talked about with him is his defense. He has the potential to be, you know, a lockdown defender. I mean, 6'7", great length, moves well. So that's another thing that's really been thrown under the rug the past few days, is his versatility as a defender and everything. So, like I said, I mean, he's one of my favorite kids in this 2016 class, and everybody talks about how good this 2016 class is. There's a lot of guys that, you know, the good players that are not going to be McDonald's All-Americans, and any other year they would be, you know, easy selections. So, I mean, we could talk about Terrence Ferguson in any normal class as being, you know, a potential top five kid right now, but just how loaded this 2016 class is at the top, it, you know, pushes him down a little bit. But, I mean, hey, he's good. Alabama fans are going to love him.
Oh, no doubt about that, man. And now we can talk a little bit about the dominoes. You said he was tweeting at two big-time players, and I know one of the better post players, and I'm from the same state of Texas, he was tweeting at him last night.
Yeah, Marquise Bolden. You know, Scott Pospisil has, from his Texas Titans days, Bolden played AAU for him and everything. You know, like you said, our discussion whenever I was sold on Ferguson coming to Alabama, the same guy that, you know, my same source, I asked him about Bolden. He knows Bolden really well. He said it's going to be tough to get him out of Kansas. Kansas has been there for a long time. That's kind of his dream school. But Duke's come on strong, and Alabama's right there too. They're definitely in there. I mean, there's still going to be a little ways to go. Bolden's going to take some visits and everything. I'm not sure if he'll make it to Tuscaloosa or not, but you know, they're right there, you know, at least in the top five for him. And then another guy that, you know, that may be easier to get is Tony Bradley from Bartow, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence was really you know, going at him too, and this is a kid, you know, he's not necessarily the sexiest player, but, you know, he gets things done. Top 40, top 50, top kid, post player, 6'8", 6'9". So, you know, and that's really, you know, you start getting these top 40 and top 50 players, it's all going to really fall into place. But Bradley, I actually talked to him last night, and I asked him, and I said, you know, with Ferguson committing to Alabama, does that really make Alabama more intriguing to you? And, you know, he had not acknowledged that, yeah, you know, it does a little bit, but I still have to, you know, do what's best for me and everything. So, you know, and like I said, Alabama's going to have to beat out North Carolina and Kansas and Florida State, just, you know, a couple other big-time schools. But, you know, they're definitely right in there with both of those two guys right now too.
Yeah, and that would be big to get a post player of especially of Bradley's ilk or – Obviously, you said Bolden, both of them. It's going to be tough, but if you could get one of those two guys and then add a third piece, because I believe they've got three scholarships they want to give, there'd be no doubt, Garrett, that in his first full recruiting cycle that Avery and the staff would probably have a top 10 national class, and that's big.
Right, definitely. And this was, you know, in April, May, this was a guy that everybody was, you know, wondering, is he going to be able to recruit? And then, of course, he kept all of his, all of Anthony Grant's 2015 signees, including Dazon Ingram, and now, you know, he's got Terrence Ferguson, and is in the picture with these other top guys and everything. So I think it's safe to say Avery Johnson knows a little bit about recruiting and everything.
And no doubt that he still has some academic work to finish up, but if Kobe Eubanks can get eligible, you put him and Terrence Ferguson together on the same squad potentially in 2016-17, your outside shooting would be in really good hands.
Right, definitely. I mean, those two dynamic scorers that, you know how to score it. That's something that, you know, Alabama fans haven't really been used to seeing the past few years, is the perimeter scoring and everything. But, yeah, those two, you know, you one of those guys is good, but putting both of them together and then adding a Dazon Ingram, a Justin Coleman, and then, you know, Dante Hall and Jimmy Taylor down low, I mean, it really, you know, shows that, you know, this team has the potential to, you know, make some noise in the SEC and nationally too. So, yeah, definitely it's going to be fun to see how with Eubanks and Ferguson together and the other guys that they can put around them.
And real quickly to close the segment, we'll talk about it more in depth tomorrow with your good friend and mine, Justin D. Young, but talk about Mustafa Heron to Auburn. That's huge for them as well. That kind of came out of nowhere, but a big get for Bruce Pearl. I mean, this is the most high-profile kid they've probably been able to snag since the late 90s.
Yeah, and one thing I love about this, too, Ferguson, I think, is, you know, long-term, he's probably going to be better than Mustafa Heron, but Heron really fits what Bruce Pearl wants to do, his style of play and everything. You know, Mustafa, he's, you know, a big, strong, and just an alpha dog and everything. And he's going to play hard and get after it on offense and defense. He knows how to score, too. So that is definitely big for Bruce Pearl to bring him in. And like you said, it was really, you know, a shock to a lot of people. Most people didn't really consider Auburn in the picture. SMU, St. John's, Mississippi State, they were all considered, you know, the front runners and everything. And those coaching staffs, they expected, you know, to have the last visit to try and, you know, convince him to come to their respective school and everything. But for Auburn and Bruce Pearl to be able to get him on campus for an unofficial visit at that and just seal the deal that quickly and everything, it speaks volumes about, you know, what Bruce Pearl can do with his recruiting and everything. And Auburn's putting together a very nice little team, too, with, you know, the past two recruiting classes, D'Angelo Purefoy and his class in the 2015 class. That was a solid start for Bruce Pearl. And now you bring in Mustafa Heron with Jared Harper and Anthony McLemore. Those guys, it's going to be more of a they fit the system, you know, not necessarily the top, you know, McDonald's All-American kids, but they really fit the system and everything, and just perfect for what Bruce Pearl wants to do.
No, without a doubt, and it's going to make the winters much more fun once football gets concludes on both campuses, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a little different. You see, an Alabama and Auburn fans argue on Twitter about which commitment was better and everything. That's something we're not really used to.
Yeah, it makes your job a lot more fun, especially in the state of Alabama. And finally, to close it, this is going to be big for Avery to Johnson to have a big time class with hopefully three signees, probably all from out of state, because other than Josh Langford, I know the young guy that's committed to UAB you're very high on, but the senior class in Alabama this year is not quite as talented as the previous ones, but of course 2017 is coming and it's loaded.
Right, yeah, and you know, for Auburn and Alabama too, you know, this momentum and everything, Really is going to be interesting to see what happens with this 2017 class. And I failed to mention, too, Auburn has a big recruiting weekend this week. They have a lot of young kids on campus for unofficial visit and their elite camp Sunday. So, you know, this is they're going to ride this momentum out and everything. But, yeah, you know, this the 2017 class, I think I've, you know, there's, you know, a chance for Austin Wiley, Jamal Johnson, Alex Reese, all of those guys could end up at Auburn or Alabama, very likely. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I think Auburn and Alabama will split with three or four in-state guys right here. Both of them get two, maybe. So, it's going to be fun to see just how these couple of previous classes affect what's coming on with the 2017 class and everything.
No doubt about it. Well, Garrett, man, as always, great stuff. We love having you on with us, and we'll be talking to you again soon because there's no telling what could unfold now on the recruiting trail and what this could pretend for Avery Johnson and Bruce Pearl. But we want to thank you, man, and let everybody know, of course, about your Twitter account and where they can read your stuff.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at @gtuckerhoops and follow my columns and everything on hoopsteam.com. Actually, yesterday had a lot of stuff on the Auburn and Alabama commitments and everything. It was actually a pretty good little roundtable discussion on both commitments and everything, Mustafa Heron and Terrence Ferguson. So be sure to check that out and stay tuned for a lot of more Alabama and Auburn stuff in the next coming weeks, too, because both schools are definitely not done yet. It's going to be fun to see how everything plays out.
It really will, and obviously be on the lookout as Garrett will be looking to speak to Terrence Ferguson soon, and we hope to also have Terrence on the program and hopefully Mustafa Heron. But thanks, man, Garrett. We really appreciate the info today, man.
No problem, Drew. Thanks for having me.
As always, always, man. Love it. That's Garrett Tucker of HoopScene.com. Does a great job covering the state of Alabama. And he's also got his own skills academy. He's as plugged in as anyone to the state of Alabama in basketball recruiting. But we're going to switch gears here. Now we're going to welcome to the programs live in the studio from the Von Braun Center, Craig Maple.